A couple of years back, the alim who was to recite here in Muharram was delayed by a night, and some of you may recall I had the honor of reciting the first night of Muharram. I think it was 3 years ago. And in that majlis I mentioned that there is a hadith from Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib salawatullahi wa salamu alayhi, in which he said that if a person recites the Quran and despite that goes to the fire of hell, then the only reason for that is he made a mockery of the Quran. In other words, he read the Quran but did not practice its message. That can be the only explanation why one who recites the Quran would still end in the fire of hell. Borrowing that from Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam, we could also say that if a person cries for Hussein and still goes to the fire of hell, then the only explanation is he made a mockery of the Aza of Hussein. There can be no other explanation. So how then do we begin to ensure that we do not make a mockery of his sacrifice? We begin by looking at the values he fought for. What was so important to him that it was worth sacrificing his Aliyun al-Akbar or his Qasim or his Abbas? Those must be the most precious values to us. If we find anything we don't practice that he fought for, if we find, for example, in the midst of battle he did not forget his Salat, but we do not pray Salat, then that is something we need to go back and look at.